Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Chaf Aleph, Zevachim 21. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the question of whether or not after a Kohen has done what's called Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the Kohen has gone through the process of properly washing his hands and legs, and then if after that his hands become Tameh, they become ritually impure because he touched something which makes his hands Tameh, we want to know that if after he purifies his hands, he has to go back and wash his, do the sanctification again of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So do we say, Mahu Shetoil L'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, do we say that the Tumah, the ritual impurity of the hands, has also nullified the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? And the Gemara analyzes the two sides of the question. Do we say, Im Timtzi Lomar Yitzia Lo Pasla? If we say that if you actually leave the courtyard of the temple, it doesn't nullify it. Gavra Chazi, because we see that the Kohen leaves the courtyard, he's still able to do service. So maybe, therefore, that's why it doesn't nullify the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because if a Kohen leaves the temple, he's not disqualified. Avohacha de Gavra Lo Chazi, but here the Kohen has gone through a period of time where he's not able to serve in the temple. So therefore, maybe Asuchi Masach Date, maybe we say that he has Hesech Hadas, he has lost focus, and therefore he has to rewash the hands and the legs. O Dilma, or perhaps we say, Kivan da Hadar Chazi, that since he's now able again to serve in the temple, that he has not had Hesech Hadas, he has not lost focus, and he no longer needs to do it. So the Gemara wants to answer this question from a law with respect to the red heifer, the Para Aduma. We know about the red heifer that all of it took place, not in the temple itself, but it took place on a mountain outside the temple, right across from the temple, on the Har HaZeitim. And so therefore, there, Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Yossi, Seif Omer, he says the following, Mekadesh Meklisheres Bifnim, that the Kohen who would be involved in preparing the red heifer would wash his hands with the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim inside the courtyard, and then afterwards he would go up to what was called Har HaMishcha in order to do the service of the red heifer. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan says that he was even able to wash his hands and legs, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, outside of the temple, and even with a non-holy utensil, even without the water coming from the basin, even with a lowly utensil that was made out of pottery. And so the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a law we know about the Parah Aduma, since we know that the Kohen has to wash his hands and legs before doing the Parah Aduma, but there's a law, says the Gemara, on the top line of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Parah de Tamuye Mitminin law. We know that in one of the most interesting laws in the entire Talmud, that the Purushim would actually intentionally make the Kohen who was involved in the Parah Aduma Tamei before the burning of the cow. And the reason why they would do this to him is because what the Mishnah says in Meseches Parah, the Mishnah tells us in Parah, in chapter 3, Mishnah 7, Mitamin Hayu HaKohen HaSorefes HaParah, that they would take the Kohen whose job it was to burn the cow, and they would intentionally make him Tameh. The elders of the Israel, the Zikni Yisrael, would place their hands on him and make him Tameh. And the reason is that they would then matbiuno, so they would then take the Kohen and immerse him in the water. And the reason for this is because there was a debate with the Tzedukim, with the Sadducees. The Sadducees were of the opinion that after he immersed in the water, he was what's called a Tevul Yom, that he needed to wait until nightfall in order to engage in the activity of burning the red heifer. Says the Mishnah, Lahutzi Miliban Shel Tzedukim, in order to prove that the Sadducees were wrong, Shahayu Omrim B'Morave Shemesh, that they were of the opinion that Kohanim who immersed in the mikvah needed to wait until nightfall. And in this case, the red heifer needed to wait until nightfall in order to do it. They said it could only be done by nightfall, but the Purushim argued with them, and in order to prove that the Sadducees were wrong, they would intentionally make the Kohen tame, and then immerse him into the water. And then immediately after he immersed in the water, they would then go and tell him to burn the heifer. And so as a result of this, we see Shmamino lo pasla batuma. We see from here that the fact that the Kohen became tame did not negate the fact that he had already washed his hands, that he had done the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. And so this is a proof that Tumah does not negate Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. Why? Shani Para, the case of the red heifer is different. Hold the Tful Yom or Pasalba, because we know that even that if you are a Tful Yom, that it's that you were allowed to engage in the Para Aduma. And so since we see that there's a leniency by the red heifer, so therefore maybe we say also for this reason that the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim is not invalidating by the fact that you become tame, because but in general by the red heifer we say a tful yom is a leniency that you are allowed to engage in it right afterwards. So too we will say that it doesn't prove anything about kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. One of the interesting things we see from here is that the tzedukim were being stricter than the prushim. The tzedukim were not saying we should be more lenient. They were saying just wait till nightfall. But the prushim were so intent on proving that the tzedukim were wrong, and so therefore they had to prove that they were wrong by immersing the Kohen in the mikvah. We see from here that astringency doesn't mean you're necessarily right. Sometimes astringencies are more problematic than the leniencies. And so even though the tzedukim were making astringency, let's be safe, let's wait till nightfall, that was a deviation from the Kabbalah. That was a deviation from the tradition. And so therefore, in order to prove the Sadducees were wrong with their stringencies, that's how the Purushim came along and intentionally made the Kohen Tameh to prove that astringency is not always correct.